Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Oh, I'm double barreling the liquid IVs today. We got a big show. I'm also putting the liquid IV together in case she goes into labor and needs to stay up and hydrate. We got a listener in the studio today. First time ever that a pregnant listener has walked in by herself with nobody here.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I came. This is my present to myself. I got my husband into this show.
Yeah. Good for you. How many months are you along? 36 weeks.
So next month she's due.
We don't go by months, we go by weeks in that?
At that point, you go by weeks.
Okay.
Because you're like counting down until you get to a point where you can just be like, get it out now.
She's
even care.
She's on watch.
When does the baby usually come out? Panda watch.
You're good at about 38, what? 38?
Oh, so
37,
you
can
have that baby today. You can have that baby today. If she does, will you name it after me? Is it a boy or a girl? Do you know? Oh, she doesn't even know, dude.
It's a surprise.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Husband knows? Wow.
How does he know? He looked over?
They told him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smart.
She just wanted to be surprised.
She was like, I want you to know, but I don't want to know.
Yeah, yeah. Military, I bet it's going to be a girl. All of our friends are girls. Every single one of them, dude.
She thinks so, and you can feel it.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah, they know.
I knew. I was having a girl and I was like, God damn it. Now I'm like stoked. But at the time,
she's your best friend.
I was very scared.
Yeah. But it rocks. Having a girl is awesome. So I would never trade it in a million years.
I would prefer a girl.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
For real. It's incredible.
They're easier.
Yeah. You just have to worry about the rest of the dirtbags in the world, you know? And that's the problem.
Wow.
That's the problem here, because it's a weird world right now. I mean, there's just shit going on across the nation here. Rap beefs are back and better than ever. I was going to ignore this on the show and kind of not really talk about
it. Right.
But it's just really intensified to where I care now. Like, I actually care. I've always liked Drake, and I've always liked Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I loved the Future song with Kendrick Lamar, Like That, which has been number one for a gajillion weeks in a row. The only person to knock that off the Billboard charts was Taylor Swift. Mm. Massive fan of that song. It was huge, and that was kind of the first one where Kendrick didn't really call anybody out. He just said, I'm the best there is, and I don't really give a shit. Like, there's two other guys who are always mentioned as the big three. They're not really in my category, and fuck off.
I believe the original beef, though, was with Metro Boomin.
He's the one who produced the track.
Yes. Who had issue with Drake.
Big fan. And I'm a big fan of Metro Boomin.
Mm.
It's between him and Kanye for the best beats right now there is as a producer.
Right.
He's our Dr. Dre of today, I guess you'd say.
Uh-huh.
And and I was in, and the fun, you know, the first couple things were fun. Drake responded with another one that had an AI Tupac on it and an AI Snoop Dogg on it.
Mm.
And it was fun. I got a good chuckle. But I also thought to myself, well, it is Kendrick Lamar. Why would you do this? Like, he's going to come back and it's going to be ruthless and just an end all be all, something you can never come back from. And that's exactly what happened.
Mm.
Now, Kendrick Lamar, what I didn't know, was going to pump out a song, I guess, seemingly every fucking day about it until the end of goddamn time. It's almost as if he's releasing a double album against Drake. And the latest song, Bob, you want to pull that up? Can we play the clip of that? Or actually, we probably can't, right?
Yeah,
well, it's an independent song. It's not on a label.
No, it's still can't play it.
Okay.
It's copywritten.
All right.
The one that he's like put out to the world and just was like...
No, this is we'll get to that one.
He's done like an entire album, like you said, and he hasn't made music in years. So it's like, dude,
years.
This is what inspired you, and you can do this every day. What's your deal?
I know, it's unbelievable. The song is Not Like Us is the newest one, and forgive me because there has been four or five in the last 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Not Like Us is the new one. It's I that's why I wanted to play it, because I think it is independent, but let's not risk it.
Right.
I know it's up on Spotify and everything else, and I know every artist can just pop it up within a couple hours. Even with your Crime Corner thing, where I was able to pop that up in an hour on iTunes and Spotify and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So with this, I liked the song. It was catchy. It was fucking cool. And then last night, I'm watching the NBA playoffs. The Denver Nuggets and Minnesota Timberwolves cuts to commercial break, and they're playing the goddamn song. Now, for TNT to license that out that quickly, with a song that just got released within the last 48 hours is pretty gnarly. Mm-hmm. And that kind of started this troll. Well, that game was on Mountain Time. Dodgers game is on West Coast time, and all the players were taking batting practice to the song as well. It's starting to catch on. Spotify just released the numbers this morning that it is the most downloaded rap song of the year in one day, fourth of all time, highest streamed of all time over there, and it rocks. It's a fucking great song, and it's awesome, and I'm like, how far could you take this? How do you get bigger than that? And then Metro Boomin, the producer we were talking about earlier, said, you know what? I'm just going to give out a free beat, an instrumental diss, if you will, which sounds awful. I was like, I'm not doing this, dude. I'm not fucking getting involved in this.
Right.
Now, that one, I believe we can play, right? Because he released it for free to everybody.
No, he literally just did it so other rappers, like anyone can hop on it and just diss Drake.
Yeah.
So then can we play that? Or
Can we play that one, right? Because it's free.
You could probably play some like random SoundCloud rappers using the beat.
Pop on. It's called BBL Drizzy because he's accused of having a Brazilian butt lift. And I thought to myself, this is so dumb. This guy is not a rapper. He's just putting a beat out into the world. And then I heard the beats. You can play it now. BBL, it's so catchy that I'm like, BBL, wait till it kicks in too. BBL, there it is. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, well, shit.
Right.
I mean, I could even rap over this. Like, this is fucking easy and amazing and everything else. Super catchy. And I was like, what's the point? And the point is what Delco said is, hey, let's put this out into the world. And then everybody can diss Drake around the world. So after that Denver game ended last night, I had some money on it. I was looking through my timeline before I went to sleep on Twitter, this was trending number one. People from all over the world, a rapper from France, Japan, kids, violinists, people with electric guitars, everybody has made their own BBL Drizzy challenge video on
TikTok.
It's a meme
now, yeah.
It's a meme in a record time that I don't know how you come back from something like this. Went to bed. Got a good chuckle out of it. I enjoyed all the Kendrick Lamar stuff. I enjoyed this Metro Boomin stuff. And then all of a sudden, you wake up and somebody shot up Drake's house.
Right.
Now we're getting back to the 90s. Now we're getting back to Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah.
I love it. So I read that first. So I was like, oh, shit. Somebody showed up at Drake's house at 2:30 in the morning, shot it up. Security guard, I believe, Bob, is in critical condition. If you can look it up on the TMZ. Critical condition for this guy. Mm-hmm. Drake apparently was not either there or not injured. I'm not really sure.
He's never at his house. There's a whole Atlanta episode where they throw a party at Drake's house and he's not there.
Yeah, he's not there. He's never.
Right.
He's never there.
It says too early to speculate on the motive for the shooting, the police inspector says. Yes, a security guard was shot and seriously injured in Toronto.
Yeah. So that's fun, right?
Right.
And then in London, after I wake up, I read about this, and then London is trending, and I'm like, well, what the fuck happened? Unless somebody gets stabbed in London, what happened?
Sure.
No, Drake's got a store there, OVO store. It looks like a kind of like a Hermes, little Hermes on the outside. Is that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, it's Hermes.
Yeah, it's little Hermes.
Yep.
Kind of looks like that. Graffiti artists have spray painted Not Like Us, which is Kendrick Lamar's song, across all the windows. That's fucked up now. Now we're getting to the level of violence that I missed.
He revoked Drake's N-word pass.
He did. Yeah. He said he's no longer allowed to use it, which I like. He said he's too white for that.
It was weird when he was, right?
Doesn't sound right.
It just doesn't sound right. It doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right.
No. There was a great, for the 2 seconds that Donald Glover did stand up, he had a joke about how, like, he's raised like a Jehovah's Witness or something, right? Like, he was like a really nerdy black guy.
Yeah.
And like, when he got around other black people for the first time, he started saying the N-word, but he sounded white. And they were.
I remember that.
He's like, I could tell all the other black dudes are like.
Yeah. Like, it has to roll off the tongue, like the way that we say, dude, yeah, like, yeah, whatever. Like, it has to be so ingrained.
Yep.
And when it's not, people can tell.
People can tell. And
people can tell.
And it's all starting to stick. Sure. But the other part about this, and this will relate to the rest of the world, I think when somebody's been big for so long, and especially in today's world where nobody seems like they have money and they just want to riot, break shit, burn shit, and everything else, they're like, you know what? Fuck him all those years. Fuck him. He's not one of us. He's not going through a struggle. He's been on this fucking perch for too long. And they're starting to take everyone down where you're just like, oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a trend. Across all genres, really.
You know,
Kim K's getting fucking booed.
Yep.
I think Jennifer Lopez is done.
Oh, J-Lo's done. Yeah.
She's done. And then last night was Zendaya. So they went all in on Zendaya last night at the Met Gala.
No.
Because it was this, like, she showed up as like a Hunger Games theme. And somebody put a meme up of a kid who was coming out of the rubble in like Gaza and then next to her. And they were like, well, we're living in the fucking Hunger Games.
No.
Yes.
No, you can put up what she wore. It was not like that at all.
Go to side by side. You'll see. It's not. Look,
she understood the assignment.
She did.
She did great.
She did. But if you pop her up side by side next to the kid, you'll see what I'm talking about there.
Now, every fancy event. There's always a kid in rubble when somebody's wearing a ball gown.
100%. And I'm all in agreement with you guys. The problem is, in today's world, with everything that's going on, they don't want to do that shit anymore. And Rihanna backed out at the last second, and it almost seems like celebrities are kind of getting the hint of like, oh, hey, maybe we couldn't do this weird, rich-ass shit and not be killed for it. The next one up was Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton gave a speech at one of those fucking pro-Palestinian rallies yesterday and then went to this. And immediately, Black Twitter was like, cool, man, you're going to show up and give a speech and then pay $250,000 for a table at this fucking thing?
I think Rihanna's pregnant again.
Yeah.
Ooh. Why not?
I think she is.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's probably why she didn't show up.
It's like a I'm not feeling well kind of thing. And she's been kind of hinting at it.
Didn't they just have another kid like an hour ago?
ASAP is dumping loads.
Yeah. And
why not?
And that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Be done.
Yep.
Right?
Good for them.
Can I just say, too, like, it is ladies' night at the studio.
Two more girls just walked in.
Never happened. I am so excited.
Are you guys all here for Jesse?
I mean,
it has to be, right? It's not us. It's not us.
No.
Yeah, it's not us, dude. It's come on now.
No.
Come on. No. Crime Corner's taking off. Now you got women showing up to the studio. I like it.
No.
I like it.
They're here for Delco. Let's be fucking real.
Don't know. We'll ask you after the show, but hilarious. We've never had just three girls on their own just rolling.
But I
like
think this idea that people have like cruised along with, you know, mediocre talent and just this idea that we're like, you're just so famous and we're going to let you, like Kim Kardashian, a Drake, a Jennifer Lopez. Like, I think the jig is up. The time is up.
I'll tell you exactly when the shark jumped.
Where's that?
Please.
With this man showing up to the Met Gala.
Oh, boy. Ben Simmons.
What? Ben Simmons at the Met Gala. The Met Gala doesn't mean anything anymore.
No.
It sure
ben
doesn't.
Ben Simmons is there. He's tweeted last night. The NFL equivalent of this would be Mitch Trubisky showing up to the fucking Met Gala.
And I know what that means.
Exactly.
That joke landed with me.
I'll simplify this for Jesse. this guy was on the red carpet last night for 2 hours taking pictures. He played less than 2 hours of NBA minutes last year. We were like, hey, bro.
Is that what the clock is kind of?
No, the clock was the theme. It was
counting down his career.
The theme was muddled. You couldn't tell me what the fucking theme was.
To be fair, was time and something else.
Nope.
And
nope.
To be fair.
No, it was. I forget what the name of it was.
It was Garden, Sleeping Beauty, and then Flower Garden something.
Yeah, but it involved time and picking time petals and defeating this fucking army in the castle.
It was, okay, you're both right. It was, the theme was the Garden of Time.
It doesn't make any sense.
The Garden of Time, but Sleeping
Beauty's reawakening fashion.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome for that.
What would you have worn? Yeah, so
I would have shown up like Flava Flav and just gone 80s with it with a huge clock.
Well, it was also sponsored by TikTok. So it's like, it's done. The Met Gala was never meant to be shown to us.
To pores.
Yeah, like it was meant to be just, you know, the goop of galas where it's like, we're rich, we're invited, you guys aren't, fuck off. The reason that we're seeing this is just, I don't know, it's so dumb.
Here's what should happen, right? Because one of the fanciest things you can go to is like the Kentucky Derby, right? Big fancy event.
I would say, yeah.
But there's an infield.
Yes.
I think there needs to be a Met Gala infield.
Infield.
For the pores.
Where like, look.
For the pores.
It's not the red carpet, those stairs. It's kind of like a back alley. And then people start kind of slowly realizing that that's where the crazy shit, that's where the fun outfits are.
It's like high school prom again.
Yeah. People are running across porta potties in a prom dress. Yeah.
I remember when I was at the first time I went to Kentucky Derby, I was on the infield like that. And I was one of the pores. And there's a cage. There's a fence. And you can kind of...
You said it right the first time.
Yeah, either way.
It's a cage.
Yeah, it's a cage. Spent,
sure.
It's a do not come over to the rich people.
But I remember I had my hands on it looking at the horses. I'm not kidding. I was looking at it because you were hanging on it looking at the horses come by.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, looking across, because you can see all the rich people over there, I was like, oh, man, that's a lot more fun than what I'm doing right now. Like a lot more fun. And I want
it. I don't know.
So people have said that to me before. Like, I've heard the infield's more fun. I'm like, it's not. Just shut the fuck up.
It's muddy. Different. It's hot. There's grass up to your knees. Jess, you would not like it. It'd be like going out in the backyard.
What about the Preakness, though? You get to run across the porta potties.
Never been to the Preakness, actually. So I can't speak on it. But what I can speak on is this feels like the 90s again, where the grunge era came up. Nirvana, Pearl Jam, fuck everybody, fuck the rich, all this other shit. We got shootings now that are happening with rap beefs. Like, we're back, dude. Mm-hmm. We're fucking back.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind all of that. I was happy to wake up to that. Do I want to see Drake dead? Not really, but if he does die, then he becomes the Tupac mural and the whole thing, and, you know.
No, because people would they would snitch about that, I think. I think it was like the beef where Tupac.
People in the industry like Tupac. I don't think they like Drake.
So, like, I think.
You think Drake, that's.
Find out right away.
Wow. They think he's a pariah for the culture.
Wow. That would be massive. That would be wild. That would be a wild one to me if they said no.
The only thing I want to know for real is if he got a BBL. That's all I want to know.
I want to know about the abs. The abs one is the most fascinating one to me. So they said he got fake abs down in Brazil.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. But a BBL is...
You got a pic of it?
Another level.
Just a weird thing for a dude to get.
Yeah, but it's also like for him, like cultural, you know, like he feels like he's appropriating all the time. These like with the braids fake. And stuff, it doesn't feel right. So
those don't look fake to me.
It seems very attainable.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
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 And also,
is that the best pick though that he's got of like having abs?
Hold on, Dan needs me to stay on this photo for a sec. But also, it seems like it's just that what else does he have to do all day? Of course, he can work out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
You know what I mean?
You're single and this is your job, and
you're so rich that you don't need to take care of your children. Your job. Working out is probably part of your job. Technically, you can.
It is. Yeah.
And then it's so easy.
I woke up this morning to Kevin Hart's Instagram of him working out, shredded, with his. You know, he had three personal trainers in his Instagram video, all that shit, and I was like, oh well, of course you have a chef, you have three trainers, you can do all this. And you never have to see your kids. Like I I get it, but that's a certain level of wealth to do it. Drake is certainly on that level to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's not like a, oh my gosh, he's got a six pack. It's like, oh, that's normal.
Yeah, it's a normal dude.
That's like maybe lipo, but not like he's
this is
got
a healthy diet, I guess. Well, not even a whole lot of ab work.
You know,
I think it's maybe some lipo situation around the belly.
Guys,
but
he played
hey.
A character in a wheelchair for years, so that had to do something to do with it, I would imagine. Was there another pick? that's a little more, but that just looks like
you don't set of steroids. You don't buy those.
What's that line in the middle?
It's not even steroids. It's just a very
pictures. It's like a
normal
like a,
body.
It's a header image to be like pointing at Drake.
Okay.
No, he's saying what's the line in his stomach?
That little line in the stomach there. Do you see it in the middle?
Tough, weird body.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, he's just got a weird body.
I don't know. Kendrick's probably a little jealous because he's 5'5".
He's 5'5", but he's shredded. He works out all the time. And
is he shredded?
Yeah.
Not really.
He's always doing, he's one of those healthy fucking just life dudes who's, you know, he's a Rudy Reyes, where it's like, find a place to work out. I'll work out and I'll do my exercises and that's it.
I never thought of him as a...
Yeah.
Let's see.
He just stays in shape all the time.
That is not Kendrick.
That is not Kendrick.
Rob doesn't know
there
who Kendrick is.
No,
Rob doesn't know who Kendrick Lamar is.
He is a very doughy, small man.
Doesn't
who beats women.
All he does is who did he beat?
Does he beat women?
He beat his baby mama. Yeah, he has a DV charge.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Pull that up, Bob. I didn't know that. I didn't know he had a DV charge. That's fun.
Ladies' night. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies' night.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of domestic violence in the studio
let's look it
today.
Up.
Yeah, man, that's fun, huh?
So fans highlight hypocrisy of Kendrick and Drake using women's pain as disses when they've both worked with abusers. I'm not seeing that Kendrick has it, but maybe
I can pull it up with a quick fucking Google search.
What a fucking nothing article.
Lamar,
read that fucking a nothing burger article.
Yeah,
that is.
And complex.
Drake suggests that Kendrick Lamar physically abused his fiance
in a song.
Yeah,
but is there a charge or anything? Because if not, anybody could say that.
I'm not really seeing it.
Yeah. Delco was living and dying by that DV charge there.
Well.
If you say it right now, it's true. If you just speak it into existence, it's
true.
Well,
Lamar literally just called Drake a fucking pedophile, so now that's true.
I think it's accusations, but I don't know if there was actually charges.
Calls you a pedophile, I wouldn't get on stage the following night and said, I never touched Millie Bobby Brown. When I had no idea that that was even a thing
what?
Or suggested and everything
it.
Else.
We must have talked
I'm
about it.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
Yeah. He was like...
Yeah.
So the allegation is that he beat a woman at a Hard Rock Casino Hotel in 2014 in Vegas.
Okay. Not his fiance, just a random woman.
What did she do?
I believe
it was
his
what
baby
did she
mom.
Do?
Just kidding.
What did she, we don't know what she did at the Hard Rock in Vegas that night.
I'm
you
joking.
Know?
What do we
you
all know? Do?
Yeah.
What do we all do?
In Vegas, for Christ's sakes. But yeah, who knows? I don't know what's real or not real in any of this. I just
well,
know
that's
that
the point. I mean, the last, this last thing that happened, right, with Drake and who was it? This diss.
Push It Deep.
That
I think it was like years ago
that
now.
The kid
point.
Ended up coming out.
I know.
So he said this one thing and everyone's like, oh dang, like there's no way. Right. And he was like, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you just throw shit out. And then if one of them is true,
well,
they go, all right.
He named the kid's name in the song. Now, the new one called Meet the Aubreys?
Meet the Grams.
Meet the Grams, that's it. Aubreys is first name. Meet the Grams, it goes through, it's a 6-minute track that's fucking incredible, but it goes through his entire family. And he wrote a song to his 3-year-old son about how he shouldn't grow up to be like his father. And it's one of the most ruthless things I've ever heard. I don't know how you can return from that. And if I'm Drake at this point, you're not that dude. Like, you're not the guy who's getting his house shut up and everything else. You're Wheelchair Jimmy.
He
and
might
that
be,
was
though.
All fun.
What if he's a gangster? What if
he's
the one
happy.
That...
I would love it. I would love it if it was...
What if he's
it happened?
The reason Rick Ross's flight had to land? He had an emergency landing over the weekend.
What if he framed Diddy and he was doing all that shit? You know what I mean?
It'd be
like,
great.
You never know, but he may kind of secretly love it. He's been all these years waiting for someone to try and shoot, you know, shoot up at someone around him.
Yeah.
So that he could be like, told you,
man.
The best person in all of this was Future because he started the fire and walked away. The worst person in all this beef is J. Cole because he went after Kendrick and apologized.
Yeah, you can't apologize.
Well, in hindsight, it looks pretty good for him.
No, it doesn't. Kinda... He looks like a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, he does, but he also doesn't have to deal with this shit on a daily basis. Like,
he'll have to deal with something from somebody.
Yeah, eventually. I wouldn't get in it with Kendrick, though. That's the one. Him or Pusha T, I would probably walk away from. Everybody else, fine.
I don't even think Pusha T has beef with Drake. He has beef with Lil Wayne because Lil Wayne, or he had beef with Birdman.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of...
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of names.
It's a lot of names, a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then I flipped on... we did the Tom Brady thing and all that stuff. It was great. I was surprised at the level of just ruthlessness in that roast. Holy shit. 3 fucking hours it went to, by the way.
Well, there's a lot of eras of Brady. There's a Giselle's lot
mad.
Of things.
Giselle's
She's
big mad.
Pissed off.
Giselle's pissed
she had
off.
A statement today, and right. I mean, look, if you watch it, they went all in on her and the Karate Man, which is fun. Like, but they also said that look, Tom was the one that ruined all of it. They didn't say anything negative about her, in my opinion. But
there's no more bitchy, losery thing that you could do than get mad at a roast.
Yeah.
When we're talking losery behavior, making a serious public statement about being mad about a roast.
It's pretty wild.
She's going down. I mean, unfortunately, I was thinking of her in this situation as just the badass bitch that was like, I'm fucking good. Yeah. I'm not saying shit. I'm done. Bye. And in recent weeks, including this, she's kind of really
okay.
She's really been coming out as
because the statement she made was more or less about the children of like, dude, I didn't want the fucking kids to hear all this shit.
I understand that,
but
I understand that.
Yeah, and that was kind of it. So I don't.
And the rumor was that she was the one that cheated. Now, did she have not every right, but was it like, hey, I told you, fucking. Don't go back to football, and you did, and this is what's happening, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But from everything we're hearing, she's the one that stepped out.
Okay. Well, either way, Tom is fine. That guy, I've never seen a better-looking human being. Like, I haven't seen him in a while, and I was just like, holy shit. God, he looked good in that thing. I was like, fuck me, man.
No, he's getting it together.
Yeah, he looks great.
Well, he's getting a lot of... things together, yes.
Whatever.
He's getting a lot of things together.
Whatever the fuck he's doing, he looks great. Nikki Glaser killed. Tony Hinchcliffe killed. Kevin Hart was really fucking good as the host all night. And then Tom Brady himself was fucking awesome at the end. Like, I was really surprised. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah, so like, to your point, like, he has a lot of different things that he can address and turn around, which is kind of what a roast is for, right? Like, I'm going to make fun of it. I'm going to get on the other side of it. We're done now.
Mm-hmm.
Deflate Gate, Giselle, you know, all of that.
Which was all on the table. And I haven't seen the roast yet, but apparently the one thing that was off the table was Robert Kraft.
He was, yeah.
Which I guess Jeff Ross made a joke and Brady went over and told him no more.
Yeah, he did.
Was that serious, though?
It was,
I think so.
It was about the massage and like they cut to Bob Kraft. Bob Kraft is like 88 years old. How old is he, Bob? Like, for real, he looked super fucking old.
But why would that be the one thing, right?
Right.
Like, he's 82.
And do you not know beforehand that that's off the table?
No, so they did have some parameters. He just said, look, don't mention my kids by name. And allegedly, he just said, hey, let's not go on Robert Kraft's, like, because he's super fucking old. But that was it. Everything else was fine. And, I mean, everybody went. Was on parade all night, and it was really, really great. But 3 hours was a long time for that. The only person who wasn't good was Ben Affleck.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Heard he bombed.
He bombed, and then pull up a picture, Bob.
I
like,
think it was like a weird rant. Like, he wasn't trying to even be funny.
He got a lot of work done, it looked like, and they were like...
Oh, who among us?
No, not at all. But
him and J-Lo deserve each other.
Exactly right.
Exactly
right.
And everybody's talking about his new appearance there. You should have. You got to wait. You got to wait for it to settle in a little bit. You know, just a tad there.
Let it go, bro.
I know. But he can't. He's with Jennifer Lopez. Like both of them are doing skin peels every single second of the day.
He looks so much better in the other picture.
Yeah.
With the beard and the thing. I mean, like.
So that's what everybody was saying online. And
oh, Dana White was pretty cringy from what I saw.
He wasn't bad. He got up there and he just said, look, this isn't my fucking world. So once I saw it outside of the context of the clips, I understood it. He was just like, I love Tom Brady and I wanted to be here for it and to see my friends and stuff. But
then why have him go up?
But he didn't. He did it from his chair. Oh, so he didn't go up on stage or anything. Okay. And it was quick. 2 or 3 minutes. But he was like, this is not my world and I'm all good with it. And I've heard other comedians yesterday and this morning say the same thing of why is it always the same like 5 to 7 comedians of like Jeff Ross and those guys that are always doing it. It's just a different style of comedy that it's hard. And if you fucking bomb in that environment, you get killed. The fact that Kevin Hart's able to straddle the line between both was pretty impressive to me, where I was like, all right, way to go.
Right.
He was really fucking good. Like Jeff Ross. Would you know who Jeff Ross is outside of the roast? Probably not.
Probably not, I guess, but he's been doing it for so long that, you know.
Yeah.
It made him famous.
Right.
And then he just stayed there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, it would still be Greg Giraldo if he didn't die.
Yes.
I know. 100%.
He was the GOAT.
I know.
But Nikki Glaser's still doing them.
She was good.
She was great. She was the best. She was the best one. And then Tony Hinchcliffe was a very, very close second. The two of them were lights out. And it was really fucking good. Really well put together. It was at the Forum in Los Angeles. I mean, it was like a 18,000 seat venue. The way they had it up and the stage production and all that other stuff was next level. And then Kim Kardashian got fucking destroyed in that as well.
But who was in charge of marketing? Because I heard nothing before Sunday.
Well, we were chatting about this a little bit on Drinker Bros Sports yesterday. I think Netflix is going into this live programming. Even when you and I got home last night, we turned it on and there was another live show on last night for John Mulaney that was on last night. And all he's doing is doing like man on the street stuff in Los Angeles.
It's called Everyone Lives in L.A.
Yep.
Everybody's
in L.A.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, it's like L.A. is amazing or something.
We popped it on. L.A. is not amazing. The show is not amazing. And there was no reason for it to be live. If you were trying to like go down to like Skid Row and then do it live, then it'd be fun because who the fuck knows what's going to happen. But this was pre-recorded, so I don't really understand.
Are you sure?
It appeared to be. I don't know. I just didn't see the reasoning for going live with something like that. Doesn't make sense. A sporting event? Yes. Like well, even the Tom Brady roast didn't make sense to go live.
I know, but I think they're trying to work out their kinks with going live.
For the Mike Tyson fight?
For whatever else they're going to do.
Well, that's their biggest event around
wrestling
the world.
Right.
So they don't want it to go down on one of those events. It's definitely like they tried to do Love is Blind reunion one time and it just
live.
Totally
oh, that's
fucking
right. Yeah.
Fucked up and it was like people were pissed. And so if they are going to do this, they need to kind of try it out on things that people aren't like waiting
true.
For.
There's not a ton of live streamers out there.
Yeah. And
just in general.
There right. isn't. And then like, the other part is that Tyson fight is a worldwide global event where everybody will be watching that. So yeah, you don't want to fuck it up for that. And that's coming up here in July.
Like I bet Giorgio live streams something within the next 6 months for Netflix.
Probably.
Probably.
Well, I mean, because there isn't enough people out there that do it. I had actually inquired. There was a company here. I'm not going to say who it is. You know, Delco. But they just laid off their entire company. And they said, hey, we're looking for jobs. And one of them hit me up in the DMs on Twitter. And I wrote him back. And I go, do you have any live streamers? That's what we're looking for. And it was crickets, man. It's just a job that nobody's really prepared for right now. So,
well, it's a job, but then also back end, right? Like, yeah. What are you going
to
use?
You got to manage the footage.
You need to have something that's rivals, you know,
internet. It's got to be
YouTube,
perfect wherever you are and all these weird locations and everything. So, yeah, that'll be in demand because I think that's how you get people there for sure. But why any of that stuff was live, it didn't really, like that Tom Brady roast, you could have cut out probably about 40 minutes out of that, to be honest with you, in the edit if you wanted to.
I think that kind of makes sense because you want to see if somebody like does go too far with something.
Well,
he walks up and goes, "That's enough." You know, you want to see those kind of
or
moments.
Or somebody totally bombs.
Kim Kardashian. Or gets booed.
Gets booed, yeah.
Words.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Words are fine. But yeah, Kim Kardashian was not great. I don't know. Is he fucking her? Like, what's the thing now?
No, it's like I said, they went through all of the different things that have been linked to him. So remember, for a while, it was like, are they dating?
Well, were they?
I don't know.
She
made a joke about it. It was good for both of them. It was great for her. Now, they do not let any rumor go, you know, without completely taking full advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it happened or didn't happen, they took advantage of it being a rumor and got what they needed out of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's a weird guy. I have no idea.
No idea, right? No idea what he does. I thought I got a little glimpse into him at the end of that thing last night where I was like, oh man, because he started telling people to fuck off and it was really funny. And I was like, maybe he's like really funny behind the scenes.
Maybe.
And ruthless.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But, I mean, they went everything. The crypto, the kids, the karate man, the whole thing. And good times. I don't know if I would ever want to be involved in something like that. Ben Affleck said it afterwards. He goes, you know what this made me realize? I would never want to fucking do this in a million goddamn years.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand the wanting to be roasted. I don't understand the...
You know who should fucking do it at some point is Ben Affleck, right? So it's people that it just keeps piling on and they can't get out of the hole of like people thinking a certain thing. Like, I do feel like Brady now.
Yeah.
All of it's... You can't say it.
Give
He's
Matt Damon,
already said it.
Give Matt Damon 30 minutes for that too.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. All of it. Yeah. The brother... We'll give every ex, we'll give Jennifer Garner. I mean, just like go through all of it and then you can somehow get either live a life, normal life, or you can get on the other side of it and do something else. But once you've said it about yourself, once you've let all these people say it and take it in stride, it's kind of just like dumb to even joke about it anymore. Right.
Right. But yeah, it's, you know. We'll see. They're going to do more. I think it was like are they doing the sticking with the goat theme, I think? So they'll do other either athletes or actors or something like that as they keep going. But the paychecks were pretty big, I heard, behind the scenes. So, you know, you can get anybody for $20 million. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Because even Kevin Hart was like, yeah, I'm getting paid a shit ton for this. Like, the only way I'm doing this.
And it's Brady, too. Like, there's people that are, you know, to him.
Oh, yeah. Well,
to a lot of people, it's
everybody's
like,
gonna watch
fucking
it.
Brady, dude.
I mean, a million clips have gone viral over the last 2 days from it. So, yeah, good for all of them involved, I guess.
I'm glad that all those kids got a chance.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? They got a paycheck. They got up on stage again, and I'm happy for all of them.
Yeah, there was a bunch. Kevin Hart goes, yeah, these fucking bunch of fucking podcasters here. Bert and Tom were there.
Oh yeah, saw
Andrew
that.
Schultz was there. And they had their own thing. Schultz was pretty good.
Yeah.
Schultz is good.
Yeah.
Everybody else?
I ran the 5K. I ran a 5K this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
In honor of it? Was today the day?
Today's the day.
Oh, it is?
Right.
Okay.
And
how'd you do?
It's 3 miles.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Fine.
Okay. So do you need anything or?
No, I'm good. All right. I've got water. It's
did
3 miles.
Did
dude.
You do it because of them? No, 3 miles. You're brave. You're very brave, Jesse. Okay.
5K by May.
Is that what it is?
That's what they were doing.
Okay, gotcha.
So they were like all training, right? Was it today, Bob?
5K by May, but it's already May.
No, I know. But what they were doing was like, I think
May
it was
7th,
like three or 4 months ago, they called all their, you know, comedian friends, and they're like 5K by May, so everyone was training super hard to run 3 miles.
Okay.
Two Bears 5K. They're running a 5K today at the Rose Bowl, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of Netflix as a joke.
Oh, it's still part of that goddamn thing. Okay.
Yeah,
that's the
well,
it's the whole week.
It started out as like a joke, and then obviously it got enough traction that Netflix was like, "We want a piece of that."
It's bigger and bigger. Yeah, why not? Just show them all running.
Yeah, but they were there. What other podcasts? Oh, yeah, Schultz.
Yeah.
Hinchcliffe.
Yeah. It's the same.
No kidding.
Same people. Yeah. Your boy's over in London right now. Prince Charles is not going to meet Prince Harry. I'm sorry.
Who's Prince
Harry is not going to meet King Charles, apparently, right now. And
he didn't have time.
No. He said, I don't have time to see him. I'm sorry. My schedule is too packed to
see
my...
No, I think King Charles said he doesn't have time.
That's what he said, too.
King Charles doesn't have time.
The dad doesn't have time.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he? He's got cancer.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have time for his little fucking spare that just only causes problems. Sorry, son. Don't have time. If you've come here just to see me, great.
Let me ask you this.
But if you're going to fit me in between your Netflix freaking documentary, then it's no.
Let me ask you this. Any shot that he dies and they never make up?
It's a great shot.
Yeah, I mean, that would be very British and normal and yeah. Yeah.
Which is just like, what's the complaint? Like, how could you do this to me?
Yeah.
Make me be born a prince.
Yeah. Oh, now he's dead.
Yeah. Like, what do you? I really don't know what the complaint is. If he knows, like, that Prince Charles killed his mom or something, sure.
Yeah. I mean, so he says inadvertently, he did, right? Because they always talk about, right, like the press and everything.
Yeah. I mean, it did kill him. It might have gave him the cancer. Right. We'll see. But there's a lot of people on this death list. Some of our faves today, dude. Britney Spears, too.
Mm-hmm.
God, we're so close on this one.
So she's still with the handyman.
Yeah, I did not know that.
I was hoping she was.
Cinco de Mayo guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was hoping she was.
Were you?
Yeah, you know, I liked it. I liked that. But they went to, where were they partying? Was it Vegas?
Not sure. She's partying somewhere every single day, so who knows? But I've said this on the show for years. I follow her Instagram waiting for her to die. She posted a very graphic picture. It looks like she broke her foot. And I was like, why are you posting this right now?
Yeah, so after last week's show, the story was she was partying with this dude, handyman, and things got out of control. Ambulance was called. There's pictures of classic Britney pictures of her outside, not getting in the ambulance.
Why didn't she get in the ambulance?
Not, you know, she said she was fine.
Look at how fat.
But the hotel said that they were being very loud, erratic. It sounded like something was happening. And then she was hurt and bleeding. But. Yeah.
Yeah, the photo, if you go to TMZ, Bob, there's a photo of her foot that is gnarly, dude. I mean, it looks like fucking Honey Boo Boo's foot. It's super weird, man. It does. It looks like a Honey Boo Boo foot, and I'm sorry. Okay?
No, it's specific. It paints a picture, for
it
sure.
It does. And if you pull it up, it's nasty looking. Yep.
Yeah, so it's not that she should have gotten the ambulance, I don't think, but.
You can just leave the picture up.
I thought it was.
There you go. Look at that look at that little fucking stomper, dude. Yeesh. Yeah, you probably should have gotten the ambulance for that one.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It looks broken.
Maybe.
Could be a sprain.
You know.
I wonder what happened there. You know, were they playing soccer in the room? Because he is Latinx. Are they playing soccer? Did he throw her down the stairs? Did she throw herself down the stairs? Was she dancing too hard? God, there's so many questions of it. But I wouldn't post this on your Instagram. Have a happy Monday, everybody.
So after I saw this too, I was thinking the parallels between this story and Poor Things.
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just that whole idea of it. Right?
What, that she's just a mindless baby? And James, we got some sponsors that put our show on the air on a biweekly basis And it's shocking, all right? But GhostBed.com/drinkingbros is still doing this show. They're still doing it. We're also giving you 50% off everything in the entire store. That is mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, mattresses for RVs. I just got it. Did you see in the garage?
Yes, I saw those got three boxes.
Massage topper.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. Massages from head to toe. It's available for pre-order right now. I pre-ordered a couple weeks ago. Just showed up. I haven't used it yet. I hit up Rich and I said, dude, it just came last night. I can't wait to pop this little fucker open, dude, and just massage myself. You know I love it. You know I love it. And they're letting you do whatever you want with it, too. So it goes over a mattress. You can put it on the floor, they said. You can put it in an RV, you can do whatever, like for real, it goes everywhere. And I guess it just straps on. So I'm amped about it. As soon as I try it out, I'll let you know how it is. They've also got a mattress that massages from head to toe. That's built in and that's available over there. They got a whole line with Venus Williams. That collection's up and available. And it doesn't matter what you get. It is all 50% off with the promo code Drinkin' Bros at checkout. And when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. Check that box along with whatever you put in the cart. Taking 50% off out of there. And then stretch out that payment over 3 years. Who gives a shit? That way you can get a brand new bedroom set for probably what you're paying for Hulu. You know? What's Hulu these days? $90 a month?
Yeah.
Keep a jacking week. Up the fucking rates. Jesus yeah. Christ, man. Might as well get a brand new bedroom set. It's going to live on the credit card anyways. Who cares? Be your best self. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Get yourself a new mattress. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. 115 HEBs here in the state of Texas. Every single Total Wines down here in Tejas. We're expanding. I just found out we're heading down to El Paso. So El Paso should be up and at 'em here in a couple weeks, right on the border. You know, people come in illegally, cross the border, and they want to get fucked up.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the whole point.
It was a long swim. Why not have some 8% seltzer and welcome yourself to America with it? You know, government's going to give you money anyways. You might as well blow it on 8% seltzer. They don't have that down there. So it would be a nice surprise and a big shock to come over the border and then just grab a 12-pack of Hardy of Seltzer. We'll be there at El Paso in a couple weeks. We're in Killeen, Texas today. Lubbock, we're in that HEB up in Lubbock. We're, fuck man, Georgetown. You name it, we're there. We're also live in Georgia, Alabama, Wilmington, North Carolina. That Total Wines is sold out right now. Head on over to Brunches over there. Any of those restaurants, they're all stocked up. And then Whiskey Creek Trail is all stocked up over there. All the Total Wines in Florida. All the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama. And then a ton of your favorite bars and restaurants in Tennessee and Ohio as well. We have a store locator on hardafseltzer.com where you just type in your city or your zip code. And it'll take you to the closest location nearest you. And the new flavors are coming out in June, so look out for those. Green apple is on the market in June, so those will start popping up in random cities. Everybody's been asking of like which city is it going to first. We don't know. The beauty of it is you just make it and then it's in a warehouse and wherever it gets shipped out to, it goes. So I'll find out the same day as you guys, and that's not a lie. Like I'll go into HEB and buy it, and if it's there, fuck yeah. So I can't wait. But that'll be June that all of those launch. And if you're not in one of those states, one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Buy a 12 pack today. Support us and support the show. Yeah. Talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there. Plus, 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Talking about expressvpn.com/Nooners. Love ExpressVPN. You've got to have a VPN in today's world or you're not living your life right, brother. People are going to start stealing your passwords, all your bank info, everything. And I know most of you are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Let me tell you something. Incognito mode doesn't hide your activity. Doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. Huge fan. I've had it for years. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background of all my computers and my laptops and my phones, and it's super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button, and you're protected. ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, like I was saying, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you not to be using it right now. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/Nooners, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Nooners. expressvpn.com/Nooners. Head there to learn more. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Someone put a baby's brain into her body.
No, but that's like she was this like kept in what? This castle as this whatever puppet. And then she got free. And whew.
I don't know.
And we're all just watching it like it's entertaining.
I'm not watching.
Look at her. She's just figuring out life for the first time.
I'm not.
And we let her do these, or not let her, but we're, it's normal for her to just do these like crazy little kid stuff.
Yeah.
teenager stuff, 21-year-old stuff, and she's not.
No.
But
no.
We're like, you know, she was in a conservatorship. She's so we go like, she never got to break her foot in Vegas getting super wasted with a handyman. She didn't get to do that.
How old is
and
the handyman?
And now she's allowed to do that.
How old is the handyman? Because it looks
weird.
He's
a grown man.
It looks like a 48-year-old man, like with
kids. She's 43.
No. Is she 43?
Yeah, she's definitely not young.
Man.
Yeah.
She's not a girl, but not yet a woman.
Nah, well, full like. Woman. Full woman.
Full ass woman.
Full woman, huh? All right. Well, that's song. She
but
finally grew into
the song. Because of the conservatorship, we go like, no, she's not. She's experiencing life for the first time.
Yeah. Looks like a Giants fan. He's wearing a Giants hat, too. Oh, that's great. That's great. Look at the two of them together. The good news is, though, if they did break something at the hotel, he could fix it. You know, being a handyman.
That's what we said last time, but, like, we were hoping that he wouldn't.
You thought this guy was going to be a stable influence? This is, like, this is exactly what I predicted.
Not stable, but just, like, maybe normal and just kind of like, dude, you know.
Not a prayer, this fucking guy. That's a good picture of him, too. Bob, show a real picture without half of his face covered up.
No, him outside the courthouse when he's ditching child support. That one, he looks really good there. Not even joking. Like that, when he's coming out of like...
You gonna blast this fool or what, Holmes?
When he's coming out of like being like, I don't fucking owe her shit.
Yeah.
Get me a fucking DNA test, that kind of thing. He looks good there.
This fucking guy, dude. Do you think in a million years, it, like growing up, he was just like, man, one day I'm going to be traveling the world having sex with Britney Spears and throwing her down the stairs.
No, like a year ago, he was convincing a single mom that she needed to fix her transmission.
Yep.
On a brand new car.
Yeah, sure yep. was. I don't think the warranty is going to cover this.
Right.
You can do a down payment.
The voices, huh?
You going to blast this fool or what else? I'll take care of it. Just leave it. Okay. Smiley, come out. No trim transmission, Smiley. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Right.
That's Training Day, Jesse. Okay. It's the movie Training Day, and it's a classic. I will not have you disrespect Training Day.
I'm not disrespecting Training Day. I'm not. Yeah. So, you know, to my surprise, he was not the good influence that I thought he was going to be.
Oh, no. No. Shame, isn't
it? We were all hoping.
You guys were.
I yeah, really
we were
all hoping.
You guys were. I,
was like,
I definitely
all right.
was not.
Right.
I definitely was not.
Normal guy. He's already been working at the house. He's not like starstruck by all of the stuff.
It feels like the type of thing where, like in a horror movie, like some chick is like on the side of the road. She's just escaped something. She's bedraggled and crying. And she's like, please, please. And a car pulls over yeah. and she thinks she's safe. And then like the driver turns to the camera and smiles and credits roll. Do you yep. know what I mean? That's
right.
how this yeah. relationship started.
Yeah.
Jared Leto in that other Denzel Washington movie, you know? Remember that?
With the keys and the limp and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, there's that. Tell
because
Marge,
who takes
Marge
this?
Sent you.
Who yeah. takes this?
I don't know.
No non-predatory person dates this woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Rich, mentally not fucking there, yeah. and like... Now at a point where somehow the whole world will freak out on you if you try to rein her in. Yeah. So she just gets to do whatever she wants, and that means write him checks or something.
Free Britney. Free Britney.
Right.
Well, she's free now. She's free. Back to the top of the show about going back to the 90s, there's going to be a fucking Pam Anderson revival, too. Look for that one.
Okay.
Look for that one.
How so?
She just signed on for one of the leads in the Naked Gun movie with Liam Neeson. So
okay.
Good for her. She was at the Met Gala last night, finally put some makeup on. You forget how pretty she is when she does put makeup on. You're like, oh, why did you go through that stretch of like 5 years without doing that?
It's the eyebrows for me. She doesn't have to wear makeup. If we could get some
eyebrows in?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
100%. She's fine.
But I was surprised to see it because I thought you and I watched that documentary with her and she said she didn't really want to go back to Hollywood or do anything else. But she's going to be in that movie.
Well, you say that when you don't have any any prospects, right?
You don't know. You don't know, but she's got to be, I think, 60 now at this point. She looks great. She looks great for 60. She get a breast reduction, Bob, or the opposite? By any chance, for that photo?
They feel like they're about the same.
I feel like they're the same. That's just an extreme lift corset type thing.
Ah, yeah.
Looks great.
She's gonna be fine. All the feathers and stuff in the hair, all that's great. And there is some...
What goes along with the theme.
Yeah. So right? It's great. She's back. The 90s are back. The 90s could be back. I just want to go back to cable again. Maybe everybody gets rid of their internet. We just call that a day, you know? It's kind of my dream.
Yes.
It's kind of my dream here as it all goes on. Saw Fall Guy over the weekend with Ryan Gosling and Emily Bleasy. God damn it. Is that guy he just keeps getting better looking. Mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling. It's fucking shocking.
Yeah.
Just goddamn shocking. Every time you see him, you're like, fuck.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy. The two of them together should just make movies like forever. They're both fucking hilarious and good. It's a weird movie, by the way. And it bombed and didn't do well, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it bombed.
It did. It did. I only made $28 million. And they spent $180 million on it. Yeah, I don't know why they spent that much money on it. I mean, I guess all the stunts and are real and all that shit. And the whole movie's action, which is very, very expensive. But right. I enjoyed it. Had some weird, it's a weird one. I think it might catch on later on down the road.
Yeah, or like maybe foreign.
Tough call.
Okay.
Tough call. It's weird to see because Barbie made like $1.2 billion. So like I thought for sure. The next one out of the gates for him would be through the roof. I don't know if anybody just remember the Fall Guy, though.
That the most impressive thing about Barbie making that much money, by the way, like internationally, too, is it's a fucking comedy.
Yeah.
Right. So, by the way, so is Fall Guy.
Yeah. Comedies don't do
action,
well.
It's an action comedy. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like that's one reason that action comedy and horror comedy are more than just a straight comedy now. Like, that's the only type of comedy you get half the time is because... They're like, maybe that'll sell overseas, right? Like, at least there's bangs and explosions or something.
Yeah. 'Cause
just a straight comedy isn't going to make any money in fucking China or France or wherever.
No, you definitely need a lot of action and all this shit for it to do well over there. So we'll see. They're trying to hold out hope for it here. But yeah, I saw that. And then, dude, everybody's hit me up about Civil War. I have not seen Civil War yet. I will say this. No reason to see Fall Guy in IMAX. I know.
Really? With all the action?
Yeah. They didn't shoot it in the proper format for that. So
okay.
The other shit's like Dune 2. Yes, absolutely. Gotta see that in IMAX. I felt the same way about Oppenheimer where I was just like, fuck yeah, dude. Go see that in IMAX. You want to get your fucking ears blown out. You want to see the kids' faces melt and all that shit. Not for this one. Although I was surprised. My CPA was like, hey, have you seen Civil War? And I was like, no, I haven't. And I'm surprised he saw it, to be honest with you. And he goes, hey, go in IMAX, man. It's fucking insane. And I was like, really? Okay. So I'm in. I kind of want to see it in IMAX now.
For Civil War?
For Civil War.
Okay.
He goes, you got to see it in IMAX.
Rudy Reyes said that it was the best war film he'd ever seen. Like the scenes, the war scenes themselves.
Yeah, he said the last like 20 or 25 minutes, he goes, were fucking incredible, intense. And so that would sync up with going to see it in IMAX, I guess. So I'm in. It's still there, but it's probably headed towards the end here. So I got to pop out and see that. If you're in the chat and have seen it, let us know. Now, we do take your suggestions. We do. One of them I wish we didn't take was Baby Reindeer. That was it's too much. It's too much, Jabes.
Have we talked about it?
We've not.
Okay.
Not. We've talked about it on some other show that will probably never air, but you know, it was.
yeah. gosh, but like so.
It's very good.
Good.
It's very good.
Well acted.
They'll win
all
the awards.
Amazing, different way of telling the same victim story that everyone's telling, but not feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but. I will never watch it again.
No.
I will not suggest that anyone watch it ever.
No. And the audience said, hey, the lead character reminds me of Giorgio. And that was a yes for me. I was like, okay. I can see that.
It's a compliment. The main guy's like, you know,
yeah,
good looking.
Yeah.
But looks like Giorgio a little bit.
Yeah. But it is intense from start to finish till the very last line of dialogue when the fucking show ends, where you're just like, holy shit. I needed to take a shower after that. This is a long, hot shower after seeing Baby Reindeer.
And I don't think I would have watched it unless I heard, like, True Story, of course, and then the guy that it happened to is playing himself.
Yeah, he's a real guy.
In this. Yep. And created it. And wrote it. And it was a one-man show that he was doing for a while. And, you know, all of those things intrigue you enough to watch it.
Yep.
Otherwise, I would have not made it past episode one.
Oh, yeah?
If it was just some, you know, and some made-up fucking thing just to fuck with you and make you feel horrible and push boundaries like that, I'm just like, meh, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But it was...
But I think the reason that it kind of landed was just the insane honesty of someone that really went through it, right?
We'll talk about insane honesty. Here's some insane honesty from me. I didn't want to watch the last two. I was like, I can't do this anymore. You were the one who were just like, we got to finish this fucking thing.
Well, we
like,
got that far. You got that far. And you made it through that one episode. If anyone that's seen it.
Yeesh.
You made it through that one. You got to just, you got to finish it out.
When a half hour show is too fucking intense for you, that you don't want to watch the last two shows that are only a half hour apiece, you know shit's dark. And it was fucking dark. But I appreciate the suggestion. So we did take it. We did watch it. But my God, dude. Holy shit. Man. Still, to this day, it's kind of hard to shake off.
Yeah, but like, my gosh. What a testament.
What do you think that guy does? What does that guy do after this? What do you do when you do something so good about your own life that's so
thing
wild?
That you've been trying to do this for so long and the only thing that you get recognized for is a horrible fucking story that happened to you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Writing, I'm sure. If he wrote and created it, like, look, I'm sure he's got other things that he can do and hopefully this opens the door for him, but
yeah. We'll see. But yeah, all this shit, you go back to it and you're like, man, I wonder what you do after that. I wonder what everybody does. Like, I'm just kind of breezing through everything as it's coming out. And you're like, all right, are we doing this? Is that what we're going to do now? Like, there's another Rocky that's coming, but it's I play Rocky. And it's the origin story of Sylvester Stallone playing Rocky in Hollywood. And Peter,
that was always
Peter
an
Farrelly's
interesting one.
Going to direct it.
That was always an interesting one.
How do you do a young Stallone without being like a caricature of a caricature? Give it one more
Words
shot.
Words are fun, right?
Caricature. Nope, can't do it today.
No,
don't care. How do you do it though without, you know? Hey, you.
Well, it's Farrelly. You said brothers.
Peter Farrelly. Yeah, it's not going to be a comedy. He's doing drama shit now. He did that Green Book.
Right.
So how do you do it, you know?
I don't know.
And there's a million original stories, but I think this is kind of all that's left.
That's an original story.
It is, but I mean, I felt like, I don't know, I've heard it 1,000 times. I've seen the interviews. I watched the documentary the other night. They've got a documentary on Netflix. Sly is on Netflix right now. So what do you do?
Right, not sure.
Hey, Benny just rolled in. Shit, dude, what's up, man? We're live on air, bro. Good to
see
you,
really
man.
Makes an entrance, you know.
Love
he
Benny.
He has a presence.
I know. Benny hit me
before
up
before he even walked around the corner of there. I go, I feel like Benny's here. Do you know what I mean?
I told him. I said, just walk on in. It doesn't matter that we're live, dude. Come on in, man.
Well, he walked right in. He about grabbed a mic. Yeah.
Help yourself to seltzer. Sit wherever you want, my man. We appreciate it. Do you guys have a crime corner or nature nook today?
Gosh, we have a couple.
We're pressed for time. We can do one, probably.
Yeah.
We're
so not I'm going to defer.
We have a guest of two.
We do, he's a homie. He'll understand.
Sure.
I'm going to defer to you, Bob, on which one of the
Let's go with the I was discussing.
Yeah, let's do that because I will say the Nook is old at this point, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, we'll do the yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll do the Crim.
We got another
crack corner. Sorry, I had to get that out. I had to get it out. All right, go ahead.
So hold on. So we got another teacher getting naughty with a student.
Is
just
she
cannot
hot?
Cannot resist.
Is she hot? Yeah. Well,
I mean, listen.
Would you?
When you're...
Would you
go down to the other picture of them by the river there?
Hold on.
Because that look for a mugshot?
Let me put
a...
it. Let me put it this way. Would you help your son get this going?
Oh boy!
Would you help your son? Like you said before, you're like, dude, I sympathize with the dad who's letting you know getting it.
Sure.
Right.
Would you? Is this worthy of helping your son?
Is that the? Yeah. How old's the kid? Let's go there. Let's start there first.
No.
No, we can't. No. We can't.
I can't do that one.
So the kid is probably under 10.
She was caught making out with a fifth grader.
Fifth grader,
whoa,
11 years
whoa,
old.
Oh, that's too young.
11 years old.
Oh, you're not letting them stash up in your in your basement.
11?
That's not 11's cool.
Too young.
What's the age that's cool for you?
Well, when dudes start boning and doing everything else, you're looking at 16 there.
Depending on where was this? Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
They're boning.
At 11?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
They're either boning, pretending boning, almost boning, talking about boning. Yeah.
11's fifth grade.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She was making out with a fifth grader.
Mm-hmm.
And she was texting him saying, I do love you, but I have to be the adult here. I have to break this off.
Why does he have a phone at 11 years old?
And the parents actually gave her his number.
Wait, the kid, the fifth grader broke
it
off?
No. The woman broke it off. The teacher broke it off. She was like, I do love you more than anything. Yeah. Yeah, well, I know we have a special relationship, and I do love you more than anyone in the world, but I have to be the adult here and stop. One of my cousins is in the fifth grade, and I can't imagine a man talking to her how we talk.
Oh, boy. That was in
so
the
So you usually letter. Take the stance of like, yeah,
get
dude,
son!
Get it.
Too young.
Not
kids
the same. It's
it.
Not abused. It's not the same.
It's too young. It's too young.
So... Oh, that's too young.
That's too young, yeah.
Got to be at least junior high.
When
yeah,
can they be abused by a teacher?
What's your record? Holloway
when can
just walked
a dude,
in. What do you think? 15,
Dan, when's
16?
When's a child old enough to be molested?
Ninth grade?
When it's a boy.
Yeah, ninth grade when it's a boy.
You said 14?
Whoa.
14's eighth grade.
In high school, so
14's both.
Grade.
14's eighth grade and freshman year. 14, yeah. 15's freshman 14 year. 13,
is 14's freshman
eighth grade.
Freshman year, yes. 14, 15.
Yeah. End of freshman year, you know, wait till that winter semester ends.
So
have you seen fifth graders?
Yes.
In okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't you live with one?
Like I don't they don't know.
What'd you say?
Don't you live with a fifth grader?
No, we got a fourth
no,
grader.
No, we have a fourth grader and he's on the young side.
Bob,
and
you'll see year by year, it really does change drastically where you're like,
so
oh,
fifth
all right.
grade is this bump that's like either they're held back or not or whatever, but you're just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a you know,
I didn't know about boning or anything in fifth. I didn't know about any of that stuff.
They do.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It's not think, buddy.
Come
dude,
on.
I had kids. I had kids like when I was in third, fourth grade talking about having sex.
Yes.
In my class.
They don't know really what they're talking about, but they're starting.
Okay.
There's someone that's talked about it. And then all the other kids try and act like they know.
The
right.
internet.
I'll never.
The
yeah.
internet.
I'll never forget the best piece of sexual knowledge I was ever given.
Which was?
It sticks with me. I can remember where I was on the playground when I was told this.
How old were you?
Buddy.
Probably fourth grade.
Okay. No.
So there was a father bull and a son bull on the hill.
No, my buddy comes up to me. My buddy BJ comes up to me and he goes, Robbie. I'm like, what? And he's like, you know the difference between oral sex and regular sex? And I was like, no.
No.
And he was like, regular sex is when you fuck a girl in the fuck hole. Oral sex is when you fuck a girl in her pee hole.
Whoa.
And I was like,
for a little while, I just
thought vaginas were like full on double barreled and you could just pick a hole to go in.
Yeah. My uncle told me, what's the difference between jelly and jam?
What's that?
You can't jelly your dick into a girl's asshole.
How old were you?
I think the point of this is how old.
How old was I? I was like 9.
You even got Halloween.
You were 9. You were 9?
I was about 9.
9 years old, huh?
Okay, so you know what I mean? They're saying stuff that they don't really understand, but confidently, and then someone's going to do something and come back and report.
Man, I caught this out of the corner of my eye. Did you guys read the rest of this?
That they invited her to a ski trip for winter break with the family?
Well, that, and that that was also when she broke it off, was the same month that she got engaged to her longtime boyfriend, which is fun. So How do you reconcile that your fiance was sleeping with a fifth grader or
he doesn't reconcile so
yeah
fiance of the of Madison
took
Bergman
off.
Teacher busted for says the wedding's off she cheated with a little kid yeah I would say like the fact that that's even needs to be a headline is crazy like imagine, of course he did
imagine your fiance is in the room with a fifth grader and folds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to get cucked by the milkman, but the paper boy?
That's not even a paper boy. You can't even get that. You're too young for that job. I mean, that's a hall monitor, bro. Like, that's not that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even a paper boy. You have no job.
I just love that he's finally talking about it the way that you're supposed to talk about it. With only a couple years difference.
Guys, the others.
And now he's saying, like, man.
They were high schoolers.
14.
High school. It was not 14.
Yes.
High schoolers.
We've talked about this before when it was like 14, 15.
Hey, that's three short years, you know? That's not even a full presidential term.
Well, it feels like, this presidential term seems like the longest of my goddamn life, I can tell you that.
It's so, abuse. Abuse is abuse.
Yeah, no. I give it 15. That's where I live.
Okay. Okay.
But I just I, as a father though I want to hope it's one of the other ones and not this one.
The other teachers that you've seen?
Yeah, not come on. This one. This
they come in they're
great.
Like I fucking love her, dad. Come on.
And you're I like, would be like, "Hey dude, there's better fish in that sea, friends. Better fish in that sea than this one here." The weird thing is the fiance looks pop up the fiance again. He looks normal. Like this looks like a great get for her. She was willing to risk all that for a fucking fourth grader? Fifth grader?
How did she eventually get caught, Bob?
The texting.
Yeah, the texting, all the texting. And the letters. Yeah.
Like the parents found the texting
in
stuff.
One of the letters, Bergman wrote, so they were sending letters and texts and stuff like that. Police found a folder with the victim's name on it containing many handwritten notes talking about how they kissed one another and I guess other, you know, dirty little things. How much she enjoyed touching and making out with him.
Oh boy. Oh man. Fifth grade. All right.
Actually, and the mom overheard the kid talking to her on the phone. So she overheard the dirty talk.
And she was the mom fine with it? This
is how they figured it out. But
guys, I'm asking, okay? Scroll up there, Bob. Let's see that pic they're using of her on that video. Ugh. And they're doing her a lot of justice there by only going with a medium shot on that one. You know, it's the rest of it. She looks like a white grimace, okay? I'm just from McDonald's, okay? The rest of it is all...
It's Wisconsin,
great.
Though.
It is Wisconsin. A lot of cheese. A lot of brats. A lot of parties, you know?
She's a Wisconsin... 6 probably, right?
Hey, might well bump that up. Maybe it's
really
7 or 8. Wisconsin 7 or 8. Who knows?
A Wisconsin 7 or 8. Well, good for you.
Yeah. That's one hot plate of poutine, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, sure.
Oh boy, I can smell it. I can smell that picture. I can smell that poutine through the picture.
Ugh.
Shit. Well, we always end on a dark note here, and
yep.
Glad today was no different. You know?
Yeah, we just wanted to see Bob and I were like, let's see.
How far will he go?
If you can take the normal stance that you take.
15. Yeah, 15. This one's...
Okay.
I was waiting to hear the age, and I was like, damn it.
We should have not even said the age till the end and let you go like, come on, man.
Well, if you're writing letters and stuff, like, yeah. I wouldn't let my kid have a cell phone either in fifth grade. That's a little much, right?
Yeah.
Like, even that is too dangerous, where you're like, no, we're all good on that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that age is. We'll figure it out as we go along, but fifth grade is, no.
We're saying, like, 15, 16.
Yeah, like that.
In the hood.
That might work, yeah.
But the idea with it is that you all have to be on board, because if one gets
right.
it,
then
you're
the other
the,
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in your friend group or whatever, you all have to be like, what is the fucking age that we're deciding on?
Because everybody's going to be texting each other for the rest
because
of their
lives. Because once you're... kid gets it, then it's going to be the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck me, dude. All right. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. You've got Crime Corner coming out tomorrow night. Who is it?
I do. We did a classic, Michael Peterson.
Michael Peterson.
Michael Peterson.
Which one was he?
The Staircase.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
We're joined by special guest Last Row Lopez.
Does he pop in?
He pops in. He took the place of one of the mustaches. We only let mustaches come.
He's got a great one.
He's got a great one, so we let him fill in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. That is on its own RSS feed. Crime Corner with Jesse Weissman is available everywhere. Spotify, Apple, all the fun
and don't
places.
Don't be too triggered. We go hard on the owl theory. I'm really into the owl theory, you know the case.
The blow poke?
Not the blow poke.
Okay. Just
wondering. And not the flip-flop.
Just wondering.
The sandal. Yeah, we go hard.
But that drops every Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock EST. Subscribe to Crime Corner wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll be live here in about 10 minutes over on Drinking Bros Podcast, Patreon. In about 10 here, so join us for that. For Jesse Weissman, aka the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.